Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Ruffed grouse are native to interior Alaska, and 100 years ago, ruffed grouse were found only north of the Alaska mountain range. But today, ruffed grouse are also found south of the Alaska range in the Matanuska and Susitna River drainages.
In the late 1980s, sportsmen encouraged Alaska Fish and Game to consider transplanting ruffed grouse to new areas of the state. Aspen and cottonwood trees provide for most of the bird's needs, from brood habitat to winter food. The Matsu Valleys north of Anchorage offered plenty of suitable habitat, but there were no ruffed grouse.
Ruffed grouse don't make long flights and tend to stay close to where they are born, typically within about 3 miles. A flight of a mile is a long trip for a ruffed grouse. The Alaska Range is a formidable barrier to grouse dispersal. There are no low passes with suitable habitat that would help the birds expand their range.
But animals move into new areas as succession naturally makes new habitat suitable, and it seemed likely that given time, ruffed grouse would find their way south of the Alaska Range. Biologists carefully considered the proposal and determined that ruffed grouse would move into an unoccupied niche, would not compete with spruce grouse or other wildlife, and would not negatively impact the habitat. They ensured that no diseases would be transmitted.
In the early 1990s, 144 grouse were captured near Nenana and released near Palmer. Over the past decade, ruffed grouse have flourished and dispersed throughout the Matsu Valleys. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.